This is the Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand.
Second down and 10. Sanchez is back to throw. He is going to be hit and sacked. And a fumble on the play. Patriots recover. The game is over.
The Patriots postgame show is your source for instant news and reaction following every Patriots game.
Snap to Brady in the shotgun. Looks, fires left wide open at the 30, 35, 40. Midfield to the 40. It is down the sideline and in for a touchdown to Patriot running back Shane Vereen.
Join the conversation by calling the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com.
Play action fake by Sanchez. Back to throw, gets rid of it. It's up the... Oh, what a collision on Sean Green. He got labeled by who else? Powell. Randy Spikes, and Sean Green is not getting up after this.
Now, live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium, here's your host, Mark Bertrand.
Well, I'm not sure where to start with this one. Not a great night for the Patriots in Detroit. 40-9, the final. Patriots fall to the Lions tonight in preseason game number 3. There's a lot of things to dissect about what happened tonight. Most of it, not good. Most of it, poor for what happened to the Patriots tonight. And we'll be discussing it with you here on the Patriots.com postgame show. Coming to you live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. If you want to jump on board, 855-PATS-500, the telephone number here on the postgame show. 855-PATS-500 as we get your thoughts and your reaction to the Patriots' loss 40-9 in Detroit tonight, preseason game number 3. So that's 855-PATS-500, which is 855-728-7500. Locally, 508-298-0398 or webradio@patriots.com. That's where you can get to us on the email. You can tweet as well. You can send me tweets throughout the postgame show at Mark with a C underscore Bertrand on Twitter. So send your tweets my way here as we talk about this game and talk about the things that went wrong. We'll hear from Bill Belichick. I assume we'll also be hearing from Tom Brady in the postgame. We'll have that audio coming to you from Detroit at Ford Field tonight, where the Patriots fell to the Lions 40-9. So we will bring you that, possibly some post-game reaction from some other players after this loss in Detroit as well. You go into this game thinking it's preseason game number 3. It's maybe the most important, or the one that you're going to get the most out of, or get the best sense of where this team is at, because you're going to have your starters on the field. You're going to have guys that are regular starters and close to every down players being in this game to start things tonight, which was the case for the most point, for the most part, with a few exceptions to the rule. Vince Wilfork did not play in this game. Danny Amendola did not play in this game. Gerard Mayo didn't start the game, ended up making his way in, but didn't start the game. And that's just the lineup aspect of it. But it was preseason game number 3, and just by going by the final score, it wasn't a pleasant night for the Patriots. Just not a great night for the Pats in preseason game number 3. And you know what? They've been here before with the Lions in the preseason. We talked about that before tonight's game. So they've been down this road before. They've been beaten badly in the preseason by the Lions before, and then they went on to win 13 games most recently, the last time they were beaten this badly out in Detroit at Ford Field. So, with everything going on here, 855-PATS-500, the phone number if you want to jump on board, give me your thoughts on the game. I'm about to give you mine in the good, the bad, and also the injured from tonight's game.
Now it's time for the good.
Nice!
The bad.
You don't talk to me, all right? Knock it off!
And the injured.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
On the Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand.
Well, when it comes to the good, Kembrell Tompkins, there's a guy I'm going to put on the good list. There's someone that I look at tonight as having had a productive night and showing everybody something. After having a drop early in the game, Kembrell Tompkins had 8 catches tonight for 116 yards. 8 catches, 116 yards, and I thought that was a positive for the Patriots offense. That's where, for the most part, it begins and it ends on the offensive side of the football. I'll say this about the Patriots defense. When we're talking about the positives, I think there were some encouraging signs. We said so many times in recent years, bend but don't break defense for the Patriots, or playing situational football, being able to get off the field when you've got a key third down. I think tonight the Patriots were similar to what they've been in recent years in terms of, you know, the Lions 2 of 9 on third down in the first half tonight when you had your best defense, your top defense, your starters on the field. That to me is a huge encouraging sign for the Patriots defense, being able to get off the field on third down. They gave up some yards. They did have some bad plays, and obviously they let up 40 points on the night overall. Some of that happening due to fumbles and things on the offensive side of the ball, which we will get to in due time. But I think the fact that the Patriots were able to get off the field on third down was encouraging. I think it's a positive. I think the defensive linemen on this team continue to perform. Chandler Jones and Tommy Kelly, and I thought Rob Ninkovich had a terrific night for the Patriots defense. I think they're continuing to try and be disruptive. I think they're continuing to be aggressive. I think there are good positive signs up front for the Patriots on defense. Not totally sold on the pass defense yet, and we can talk more about that. 855-PATS-500, the phone number for you. But overall, I thought there were some good signs. Patriots getting off the field on third down and playing that, you know, don't break type of defense when they had their starters on the field. 2 of 9, the Lions were on third down. I thought that was an excellent stat from early in this game. When it comes to the bad, there's a lot of bad. There's a lot of bad here if we're looking at this game. The Patriots offense overall, I mentioned Cambrell Tompkins being a positive. On the whole, the Patriots offense was not good tonight. Tom Brady played 10 series in this game. In those 10 drives, the Patriots produced more turnovers than they did points. They turned the ball over 4 times. They scored 3 points.
Everyone sucks but me.
Whew! That is not a good number. So Tom Brady, put him in there too. Tom Brady, you know, he's a part of this offense, and I thought on the whole, the Patriots offense, bad. They're in the bad category. Zach Sudfeld, rookie mistake, didn't protect the football in the red zone with his fumble early. He was then promptly benched. Brandon Bolden didn't hang on to the football, fumbled. Shane Vereen, 3 yards on 3 carries tonight. That's his line, because he then fumbled and got benched. Patriots offense had a really, really tough night, and I got to be honest, that's a concern. I don't think the Patriots offensive line was really prepared to deal with the Detroit Lions. They play very physical. Sometimes they're a little chippy. Sometimes they're a little dirty, and I think we saw that the Lions defense does play a little bit dirty. They like to play after the whistle. They don't just play to the whistle, but they were getting after Tom Brady. They got after Ryan Mallett. They were making the quarterbacks move. The Patriots gave up a pair of sacks early on. The offensive line was not able to create any kind of real push to help the running game. The running game suffered because of the offensive line, and this is not some kind of indictment on the offensive line as if there needs to be changes there. They had a bad night. It happens. Tonight was one of those bad nights for the New England Patriots offensive line. Tom Brady finishing the game tonight, 16 of 24, 180 yards passing, and 1 interception. As I said, 10 drives in which the Patriots turned the ball over 4 times and only scored 3 points. Ryan Mallett, 11 of 22 on the night, 96 yards, 1 TD, did not turn the ball over. In the rushing game, the leader in the rushing game tonight, and this is what I wanted to get to as we talk about that offensive line. The leading rusher tonight for the Patriots, LeGarrette Blount, 26 yards on 10 carries. And that's not even the most telling stat. His longest run of the night, 17 yards. So that means the other 9 yards that he picked up on the night came on 9 carries.
Sucky, sucky, sucky.
Woo! Again, not what you're looking for. And he was the leading rusher on the team. Leon Washington, 2 carries tonight, 13 yards with a long of 9. Ryan Mallett, 1 rush, 12 yards, picked up a first down on it. It was a nice play. Brandon Bolden, one rush, 6 yards. A fumble. Let's see. Stephen Ridley, 9 rushes tonight. He picked up 6 yards. Shane Vereen, 4 carries, 6 yards. You noticing a trend here? Noticing a trend here, Kevin? This is... yeah. These are not good numbers. That's not what you're looking for. And that's the way it went for the Patriots in the rushing game. The passing game, obviously, a little bit better. But that offensive line had a rough night. They did not play well. They were not prepared to deal with the Detroit Lions. They were physical. They got after it. They were in the backfield. They were creating problems for the Patriots, and it showed. It absolutely showed. We'll get more into the defense and some of the things that went bad there. I noticed that on the television broadcast, Adrian Wilson getting a lot of coverage late in the broadcast tonight. A lot of talk about Adrian Wilson because he got a lot of playing time tonight. I would put him in the mediocre list. He didn't look strong, that's for sure, and I think a lot of people want to throw him on the bad list and maybe write him off. He was on the field in some passing situations, some passing downs tonight, playing nickel, playing dime. It doesn't appear that he can cover all that well, and that was the report when he was in Arizona last year, that he was taken off the field in a lot of those passing situations and those passing downs. But this guy is still a big physical veteran, and I want him on this team. I think he's going to be a good depth guy, but I don't think he had a great night in tonight's game. But they played him a ton. Maybe it was to see, you know, what exactly he could provide this team with, what he has left in the tank at this point in his career. I wouldn't put him quite in the bad, but I'm not putting him in the good. So we'll put him in the middle and the mediocre. The injured tonight, as we get to the injured part of the good, the bad, and the injured, Tom Brady suffered a small gash on his left hand, the non-throwing hand. A little bit of blood, but nothing too serious. So, positive news. Okay? You avoid any kind of serious injury there. Happened early in the first quarter. He whacked his hand on a helmet. Looked at it as if it was pretty... He grabbed it pretty quick, or he went to look at it very quick after it getting hurt. So he thought, uh-oh, did he break a finger? Did he break his hand? Did he hurt his wrist? What happened there? And then upon closer review, it turned out that he had actually cut his hand. A little small gash right on his palm. Didn't look to be too big of a deal. So Tom Brady is fine. You don't have to worry about Tom Brady. Rookie defensive tackle Corey Grissom injured his left leg. He was unable to put any pressure on it. He did not get examined on the sideline. Instead, he went directly to the locker room. And Corey Grissom, I'm sure he's a fine individual. However, I don't think he factors into the Patriots' big plans for 2013. So I would say, one, you know what? We can put the injured. This is what we'll do, because we have so little in the good category. We're going to take the injured category and put that into the good column this week. Because when you do that, you say, well, they got out of this game without having any serious injuries. And anytime you have that happen in the preseason, it's a good thing. So we're going to list that in the good, because we're really struggling for the good this week after the Patriots lose tonight 40-9. And that really is the only significant injury, was the one to Corey Grissom. On the other side, if you're interested, I've been giving the other team, Kevin. I hope that's okay.
They had a lot of injuries.
I've been given the other one. There is a local angle there. Lions running back Montel Owens, former Maine Black Bear, he was injured, had something going on with his knee, had the trainers out there.
He did the Patrick pass, drop the ball.
Yeah, yeah, you know, checking out the knee, making sure, you know, no blown ACL, anything like that. And so he was one of the injured players. And also Glover Quinn left in the first half. That's safety Glover Quinn left with a hip injury. He didn't come back. That's what happened for the Lions tonight. But from the Patriots angle, they did pretty well. Lions get the win tonight, 40-19. It's an odd score. It really is an odd score for the Patriots tonight as they get this win. There's just a lot of different things to think of when it comes to this game as we're searching for some of the positives. I really am, because I want to accentuate some of those positive things. That's what I like to do. I'm generally a positive person.
You'll fit right in at sunshine.com.
I'm trying. I'm working. I've given you a lot of the negatives. Offensively, bad. Just bad. By the way, having gotten to this point, here's another negative offensively. Last week, I praised Ryan Mallett after his performance in week number two of the preseason. I thought, okay, trending in the right direction. Ryan Mallett got off to a rough start, but preseason game number two, he looked better. Tonight, he looked like the old Ryan Mallett again. He really did. And the thing that kind of confuses me about Ryan Mallett is that he can't seem to make the easy passes. There are some times where he makes difficult throws and steps up into the pocket and puts his big boy pants on and makes the big throw. But then all of a sudden, he'll have to throw a 5-yard out and he can't do it. And he has no touch on the football. And it just doesn't make a lot of sense. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me at all. So that part of Ryan Mallett and his game is very confusing for me. I just don't know how Ryan Mallett is going to go from here. You know, I don't know that I feel all that comfortable. And when will you ever feel comfortable with a backup quarterback going into the game? We've been over this. There's not a lot of great backup quarterbacks in the NFL. But I'm curious if Ryan Mallett comes into a real game situation, if that's going to be enough for the Patriots to get by with their new younger receivers. And I think you saw the shine wear off a little bit tonight with the younger guys. Zach Sudfeld's fumble was a crashing back to reality moment, or coming down to earth moment, for Zach Sudfeld on this team. Catching a ball wide open over the middle of the field, and as soon as he was hit, he fumbled the football tonight. And you know what? That's to be expected, because the guy's a rookie. And that's what rookies do. They make rookie mistakes. Not to take anything away from him as a player, but rookies are going to have those moments where they make mistakes, where they turn the ball over, where they have something go wrong, and they'll learn from it, and they'll be better players. But it makes it a lot harder to be consistent and consistently perform and perform at a high level. And as you always hear Tom Brady say, we want to execute and perform at that high level and win games. And when you have things like fumbling in the red zone by not taking care of the football, now you've put your team in a very difficult position. And that's why you end up with a game. And I know it's just the preseason, but that's why you end up on the wrong side of a 40-9 score. The Lions got 3 in the first quarter, 13 in the second quarter, 10 in the third, 14 in the fourth. So a lot of that scoring came in the second half. Early on, I thought, if we're going to talk about the Lions briefly, I'm still not sold on Matt Stafford, man. Still not sold on that guy. I know if you just look at the box score from tonight's game and you see Matt Stafford, 12 of 25, which is not good. It's not great. 166 yards and a TD. You know, you think, okay, he was good enough to be in there and be efficient and move his team down the field, and he didn't have Calvin Johnson on the field. He did not play tonight. But I'm just not sold on him. I thought early on the Lions had opportunities to really take advantage of the Patriots, and some of the Patriots' ability to get off the field on third down at times was aided by the Lions and aided by Matt Stafford and some of the throws he had. And again, 855-PATS-500, the phone number. Wanted to throw that in there. 855-PATS-500 if you want to jump on board. Open lines for you on the Patriots.com postgame show with Mark Bertrand. 855-PATS-500 and 855-728-7500. 508-298-0398. And if you want to send in emails, please do so and give me your thoughts on tonight's game. The email address for you, webradio@patriots.com, and you can send tweets my way as well, Mark_Bertrand on Twitter. Send me the tweets, send me your email, call on in as we talk about what happened tonight in Detroit. Patriots go down in this preseason game 40-9. One thing I just realized, they lose this preseason game tonight, Kevin. You know what that means, as we heard before the game.
What, they're not going undefeated?
They cannot go undefeated 23-0. Rule it out. One thing we ruled out tonight was the possibility of going 23-0.
Disappointing.
Meaningless preseason
games. I don't know how we're going to sleep tonight. I mean, I'm going to be going home. I'm going to be up all night thinking about this.
There it goes, right out the window.
Ugh.
Just like that.
The preseason ring is by the boards now. The August ring, the coveted August ring.
Yeah, you don't win championships in August, though. You could prepare yourself to go on a championship run, but there's no possible way
You know you had a bad game when your, quote, drive of the game, as, you know, stated here on Patriots fifth quarter, was a field goal. you know it's a bad game when, you know, your drive of the game ends in a field goal.
Yeah, I mean, and that was one of the drives with Brady on the field, too.
Yes. That was the only scoring drive of any consequence with Brady on the field.
That is considered the drive of the game, not the touchdown drive.
No. They counted the one with the first teamers.
Hmm. All right, then. I guess we'll have to take that.
So the Tom Brady-led offense in, what, 30 minutes of football? Two full quarters, mustard.
Plus a series.
Three points.
Came back out onto the field for the start of the second half. And that's a big part of this third preseason game, is having your starters play the entire first half. They go back to the locker room, they cool down, and then they've got to ramp it back up and come on and play at a game level in that second half, and it did not happen. So that was important, but it also didn't produce anything for Tom Brady in the offense, being back on the field. And again, I mean, my one positive takeaway from that offense tonight was Zach Sudfeld. That's what I would say the positive is. Let's go to the email. Webradio@patriots.com is where you can send those emails in. One comes in from Kevin. He says, "Hey guys, big fan of the show as always. I put Tom in the good category tonight. I don't really see how you can put fumbles on him. It's a youth and experience issue. Belichick will have his semi-annual don't fumble the ball spirited practices. The Sudfeld play was a perfect pass from Tom. Sudfeld just didn't protect the ball. Anyways, guys, glad it was a preseason game. Looking forward to week one. Kevin in New Brunswick." Spirited practices, that's an interesting point of this loss. If you're talking about the fact that the Patriots now have one more preseason game, we don't expect to see many starters, and I'm sure the important ones like Tom Brady will be taking the week off. Maybe, I mean, depending on how Bill Belichick feels about what happened tonight, maybe he does make some of those guys play. We'll have to wait and see. But the regular season begins on September 8th. And not only will many of the guys that played in this game tonight and many of the guys on the roster right now not be with the team anymore on September 8th, it's not that far away. It's a couple of weeks away, and that means when it comes to those spirited practices, you know, is it good that the Patriots had a loss here in the preseason? These games don't mean anything. They don't count other than the 23-0 record.
I think you could add that to almost the good
list. I mean, you want me to put that in? List. Let me put that in the good list.
Yeah, a real stinker for coach to kind of rip into them and kind of humble them.
That's what I'm getting to. We'll put that in the good list. The Patriots lost 40-9. Put that on the good. We can spin anything here, Kevin. See how I just did that?
You can spin anything on sunshine.com. That's the beauty of it.
But seriously, the fact that they did lose in the fashion they did tonight, does that give Bill Belichick and his coaching staff the opportunity to really kind of lay into these guys, work them harder? And not only that, will there be guys that played in this game tonight and didn't play well and didn't like what they saw as a result for their team kind of maybe get some kind of wake-up call or a call to be more focused, be more prepared for their next in-game situation? I think all of these things can happen to a team when you're talking about getting ready for the regular season. They've executed well. They've played well in the first 2 weeks. Now they have this game tonight. It's tough to be feeling good after this. How can they feel good at all after this game?
No, there's a lot of games, Beadle, that, you know, the Patriots will win by a lopsided score like this, and you'll see Bill get up to the podium, and it'll act like they lost 40-9, you know? I have a hard time believing those 53 guys in the locker room, you know, buy into the tongue lashings when you beat a team by three or four touchdowns. So I think it's easier for him to sort of lay into the guys and for them to buy into the fact, hey, we're not as good as we think we are. You know, I think it's a lot easier for those guys to kind of sink their teeth into that material losing a game like this as opposed to winning one. So I think you're onto something.
That's what I'm hoping for, because they could use it. They could use it at this point in time. And more on that defense, which, you know, we've talked a little bit about. Steve Gregory, he was on the field tonight. We've talked a little bit about that safety spot opposite of McCourty and what's that going to look like. Steve Gregory, I thought I'd put him in the negative category tonight. In terms of, I've already talked about Adrian Wilson, but Steve Gregory on the Scheffler touchdown, I thought he was the one responsible in the blown coverage there. He then went to the sideline and veteran move, blamed it on one of the rookies. I don't know if you caught that on the TV broadcast, chewing out one of the rookies on the sideline. So there was that element of it in the secondary. Overall, I guess I'm not overly impressed with that secondary yet. I think there's room for improvement there. I think, you know, they could get some of that spirited practice stuff. I think you've got the offensive line. They need to get better, and I think they will. I think they're better than what they showed tonight. They had a bad game. Maybe they just got caught off guard going up against a very physical team. The receiving core, overall, no Amendola tonight, so that's kind of a thing that you say, well, if it's a regular season game and Amendola's playing, it looks a little bit different. But Sudfeld having that one catch, and as the emailer said, it was nothing wrong with the throw. I don't put any of that on Tom Brady. It was a catch to an open, well, excuse me, a throw to a wide open receiver, a catch, and then an immediate fumble. Not on the quarterback. It's on Sudfeld. How do you feel about Sudfeld getting benched? That's a question I have about tonight as well. How do you feel about any of these guys getting benched, whether it be Sudfeld or Vereen, those guys having fumble problems and then immediately getting put on the bench? I'm not sure I completely agree with Sudfeld going to the bench, because I still want that guy out there working with the first unit offense and getting those reps. Is the discipline really worth it? Does the discipline really make it better for that player when you're talking about a young player who's a rookie, who's going to make mistakes? I would be more inclined to say, hey, get back out there. You fumbled. Now make a play and make up for it, because the game doesn't count. And I know you don't want to treat it like that, but with limited opportunities in the preseason in terms of real competition and real game-like situations, I probably would have told Sudfeld to get right back out there. Now, Vereen is different. That's a guy who's been in the league a few years. He has no excuse. He's not a rookie. He shouldn't be the one fumbling. I can get that. Vereen, you're going to the bench. But a guy like Sudfeld, why not put him back out on the field? Why not get him some more reps? Why not let him work with this first-team offense and get him some opportunities? That's what I would have said to Zach Sudfeld after his fumble. Really, it was a bad mistake. There's no denying that. But I also want that guy to get better, because they're going to need him. The Patriots will need that player. On Twitter, John tweets to me, is Tompkins for real, or is this preseason hype? We all know Brady makes his wide receivers, but Tompkins has been impressive. I would agree. Tompkins looks real. He made some big catches tonight. He made some impressive catches. He was definitely someone that I thought looked really good in this game. Had the drop early on and then completely turned it around. He even made a catch later on a ball that Mallett threw that was high and along the sideline. He managed to come down with the ball. He came out of bounds, came down with it out of bounds. So it wasn't a catch, but even that was pretty good. On the other hand, Aaron Dobson, who I had high hopes for, and I think a lot of people had high hopes for, I think he needs to get more physical. He needs to run better in traffic. On the pick that Brady threw, he was throwing it to the spot where he thought Dobson would be. He was not. He got caught up. He got basically pushed out of the spot where he was supposed to be, got bumped off. And instead of at least trying to break up that pass or make, you know, bat it down, make some kind of contact, instead, he threw his hands up. He basically did the only thing you wouldn't want him to do in that situation was, you know, throw his hands up and basically pull up and stop himself from running into the play. And I'm not sure if he thought in the back of his mind he didn't want to get called for any kind of offensive pass interference there. I got news for you, Aaron. You take that penalty there. You don't let that pick happen. You be physical. You try and get in there. You don't let the interception happen, especially when, you know, you couldn't get through. You got blocked out of where you're supposed to be. I get it. There was traffic, but he needs to have more of a presence. That's how I feel. He's a player that needs to have more of a presence, and I didn't think he brought that presence tonight. And I'm curious to see where he goes from here. We saw his playing time with Tom Brady decline last week. He was only on the field for two plays with Tom Brady. Where does he go from here? What is his role on this team? What will we see from him in preseason game number four? Aaron Dobson finishes tonight. Four catches, 50 yards. 4 and 50, and with his long being 19. Sudfeld, three catches on the night, 36 yards, that long one being the 20. the 20-yard play that ended up being a fumble. On the other hand, you had some younger guys like Josh Boyce get in the mix with a pair of catches tonight, 18 yards. Had one play, which was a bullet from Ryan Mallett. Julian Edelman, three catches tonight, 18 yards. We thought we'd see a lot of Julian Edelman tonight. Thought with the absence of Danny Amendola, you thought, well, it's going to be an Edelman night. Not so much. Edelman, three catches, 18 yards, his longest catch being 8 yards. And then you had a lot of other guys getting into the mix. James Devlin, who is a versatile player, two catches, 14 yards tonight. Leon Washington had one catch for 13 yards. I want to talk a little bit more about him in a minute. Michael Manawanui, one catch, 9 yards on the evening. Shane Vereen, one catch, -2 yards. Brandon Bolden, one catch, -5 yards. Not what you're looking for. And again, the fumbles tonight. Bolden, Sudfeld, Vereen, all of them fumbled. All of them were lost. Those were turnovers. You also had the interception that Brady threw. 10 drives for Brady. 4 turnovers, 3 points. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number. It's Mark Bertrand here on the Patriots.com postgame show. 855-PATS-500, 508-298-0398. If you have thoughts on this game, I want to hear them. Your thoughts on what you saw tonight, what you think it means for some of the players on the field tonight, what their roles will be. Did any roster battles get decided tonight? Webradio at Patriots.com is the email. Webradio at Patriots.com. Send me your tweets. Mark_Bertrand. I spell Mark with a C. We're going to go over this a lot this year as I give that to you. Mark with a C. And you can even call me that if you want. Mark with a C. So send me your tweets. Call in. Send me your emails. Give me your thoughts on tonight. We're going to be hearing from Bill Belichick. We'll hear from Tom Brady as well. Both of them at Ford Field. Talking to tonight after this game, after this loss, 40-9, the final score. Also coming up before the end of this program, Tom Brady was at Michigan today, his alma mater, spoke to the Michigan Wolverine football team. That's a positive from today. That's a good thing that happened. I'm going to put that on the good list too. Losing 40-9, Tom Brady went to Michigan this morning and gave just an awesome speech. We're going to give you that full audio, so you don't want to miss that. We're going to hear from Brady tonight, hear from Belichick tonight. There were some good things. Kembrell Tompkins, he was good. Some positives. The Pats defensive line, their linebackers, they were, for the most part, good.
I had a heck of a burrito.
Kevin had a great burrito tonight.
Good.
I had the taco salad.
It was a good night all around.
Listen, things are looking up. Not everything is negative after this game. We even put the 40-9 loss in the positive category because Bill Belichick is going to whip this team around the practice field for the next 2 weeks as they get ready for Buffalo. 855-PATS-500, that's the phone number, 855-PATS-500. We got open phone lines for you right now. We're talking Patriots with you, and we'll continue the program next.
Stay tuned for more analysis and reaction from tonight's game.
The word off-season doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team. From Foxborough all the way to Miami, Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets. With free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. 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 With power comes responsibility. And NRG has taken that responsibility to new heights by evolving the way sustainable energy is discussed and used in the 21st century. With 3,000 state-of-the-art solar panels installed at Patriot Place, we've transformed the open-air retail complex next to Gillette Stadium into a visually stunning, self-sustaining destination that generates 60% of its own power. NRG is proud to be the official energy provider for Patriot Place, Gillette Stadium, and the New England Revolution.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epocher. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at patriotsproshop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. Welcome back to the Patriots postgame show, live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Have an opinion on today's game? Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now, here's your host, Mark Bertrand.
Patriots fall to the Lions 40-9, the final score tonight in Detroit in preseason game number 3. Coming alive from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium back here in Foxborough, Massachusetts. 855-PATS500, 855-PATS-500, which is 855-728-7500, 855-728-7500, or locally, 508-298-0398. Those are your phone numbers. Get us on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 855-PATS-500 to get your thoughts about tonight's game. Webradio at Patriots.com. That's the email address. Send your email. Melvin from Tennessee sends in his email. Positives. Logan Ryan from preseason game one to now seems to be trending in the right direction. I would agree. I think Logan Ryan is headed in the right direction. Also, Jake Ballard in the negative list for Melvin. Melvin says, Jake Ballard seems useless, and I have no idea why he's playing so much with the first team. Vollmer looked especially bad with the others. Vollmer was getting picked on all night. I think Sebastian Vollmer will be okay. I'm not concerned about him. I'm actually not concerned about the Patriots' offensive line. I think they're a solid unit. I think they're going to be just fine. I think they had a rough night. I think they had a terrible night, that's for sure. I don't think that's going to translate. I don't think that's going to carry over when it comes to this team. On Ballard, useless? Yeah, I mean, you could say that about him. I don't think it's for a lack of effort or focus or not wanting to be useful. Jake Ballard is coming back from injury. They tried to get him a lot of reps tonight. They're trying to build him back up and get him into game situations. But I got to be honest with you, I think Jake Ballard will end up getting cut. I don't think he's going to end up being on the final 53. I could be wrong. Patriots have obviously a lot of time invested in him, bringing him here last year at the start of the year and putting him on IR and having him on this team for a year and now getting him back into games and getting him into practice this preseason. They have a lot of time invested in that player. I think they probably had a lot of hope invested in that player when they acquired him, when he came over from the Giants. But I'll tell you, he doesn't look like the guy that he was when he was on the field with the Giants, and I don't know that he'll ever return to being that guy. So we'll have to wait and see. We'll have to see if Jake Ballard is one of the cuts that the Patriots end up making as we're getting closer and closer to there being some cuts on this team. 84 guys on the roster right now. They've got to remove 31 of them. There will be a lot of moves in the coming weeks. Melvin, thank you for the email. Also, one other thing from Melvin that I missed. Melvin wanted to let us know that he saw his future wife on TV tonight in Zachy Britton. Jackie Britton.
Jackie Britton.
What did I say? Zachy?
It's okay.
Zach Sudfeld. I have Zach Sudfeld on the brain. Jackie Britton, he wanted to compliment her. And he believes that someday he's going to ask her to marry him. Melvin, good luck with that. Good luck with that. Also, another email coming in from Michael. Has a question about a few players. Dane Fletcher, Logan Ryan, Jake Beckett. How have they looked as of late? Beckett was in there late tonight. I didn't notice him making any kind of huge impact, but I'd say that Dane Fletcher and Logan Ryan made the most of the opportunities they were given in this game. I would say they've been on the positive list, trending in the right direction. Bill Belichick spoke after this team's loss tonight, 40-9, the final for the Patriots in Detroit tonight. And as we've been saying, this loss tonight will give Bill Belichick the opportunity to go back to the drawing board, go back to the practice field and whip his players into shape and get them more focused and more prepared to execute in a game situation. Here is what Bill Belichick said after tonight's game.
All right, well, I think obviously you got to give a lot of credit to Detroit tonight. They thoroughly handled us in every phase of the game. We really weren't very competitive in anything. We got thoroughly outplayed and outcoached, and they just did everything better than we did. Obviously, when you turn the ball over four times in the first quarter, that'll knock you out of most any game, and it practically knocked us out of this one. But, you know, we could never make a stop in the second half defensively to ever really make it competitive, even though we had a couple decent drives offensively. But, you know, when you can't stop them on defense, and we couldn't get back in the game and couldn't score on offense, so it's a bad combination. Too many negative plays. There's too many bad plays in all phases of the game. It's just got a lot of work to do, and certainly wasn't a very competitive performance tonight.
Coach, can you talk about the depression line, defensive line, so you guys?
They did everything well. Yeah, they did everything well. Played well in all three phases of the game.
Yeah, the defense in the first half faced a lot of sudden change. How important was it for that unit just to
I thought we played competitively on defense in the first half, not in the second half. We never could stop them in the second half, so. Yeah, I guess you could say that. No, I said last week when we talked about it that we would evaluate the game situation, and we played a lot of plays in the first half. Play two quarterbacks.
Coach, I know you said that you thought you had early in all phases. Is there one year that you really need to focus the most on this coming week?
Nope. I need to work on everything. Look, anytime you turn the ball over four times, your chances of winning in this league are not very good. And when you do it in the first quarter on the road, I'm sure they're even less. So it doesn't really make any difference what happened any other game or any other week. It doesn't matter. What happened tonight is what happened tonight. We turned it over, we put ourselves in a hole, and we got beat. Good. Okay.
Well, that's about what you'd expect from Bill Belichick after a game like that, after a lopsided score like that. I would think that's the way it would go. When you get one field goal from Steven Guskowski, that happened early in the first half, and then you get a touchdown with 37 seconds to go in the game from James Devlin, from Ryan Mallett. Those are your two scores of the night? Yeah, I'd say that's a problem. And, you know, the thing is, I thought the starters on defense, I thought the guys you're going to be, you know, you're going to see in the regular season playing on defense, I thought they held up okay in this game. But when you let up 40 points on the night, that's not a good look. And I know some of those points were set up off of turnovers. But when you let up 40 points, he can rip everybody. You can rip all three phases. And I'm sure Bill Belichick is going to do that. He's going to end up ripping all three phases of the game. He's going to rip his special teams guys. He's going to rip his offense. He's going to rip his receivers. He's going to rip everybody. Everybody. Nobody will be safe from the criticisms of the coaching staff. And you know what? When they watch that film, the tape doesn't lie. So I'm sure there will be plenty of things that happen in the coming days as a result of this loss. When you're talking about team meetings and practices, and I'm sure it's not going to be an easy schedule for Patriots players here after the way they lost tonight. As I mentioned earlier, and I want to get back to the point, Leon Washington, it's something we talked about during the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social tonight, which was if it comes down to five running backs versus four running backs, or if it comes down to Brandon Bolden against LeGarrette Blount, who are you removing from the mix? Are you carrying all five? And there's a lot of other positions that play into that in terms of how many roster spots will be available. But if you're not keeping all five, and let's assume for the sake of argument that it's four, has Leon Washington made enough of a case for him to be on the team? Has Leon Washington given you anything that you would expect out of Leon Washington? He doesn't look like the electric at times player that he's used to being. He hasn't really shown a lot in these preseason games, and I thought he was given enough playing time tonight to try and make, you know, some kind of heads turn. Two rushes, 13 yards for Leon Washington tonight, the longest one being 9. And then he also, in the receiving game, had one catch, 13 yards. Kickoff returns. This is where something was changed tonight. LeGarrette Blount was on kickoff returns in this game instead of Leon Washington. And maybe the team, maybe Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels and, you know, special teams coordinators on this team want to see if it's possible that a guy like LeGarrette Blount could offer more value to the team and be more worthy of a roster spot if he can be a little bit more versatile than what he is. And this night, I mean, this game, he was on the field in a kickoff return spot, and he did have one kickoff return for 27 yards, and it happened to be the longest kickoff return of the night for the Patriots. Boyce had one for 17 yards. Edelman had one for 4 yards. Matthew Slater had one for 16 yards. Punt returns. Leon Washington had all three punt returns tonight for the Patriots. Three punt returns. Longest one being 5 yards on the night. He averaged 3 yards a return in the punt return game. Didn't create anything. And the Patriots have not created anything in the punt return game at all this preseason. It's been a rough go of it for the Patriots defense, for the Patriots special teams in the punt return game. And I just don't see anything out of Leon Washington to this point to say he's a lock. I would think that they would err on the side of keeping that player based on what he's done in his career and why they brought him here and what they think he can do. But I just don't know that he's a lock for the roster. I just don't know that he is someone that he's shown enough to say he has to be on the roster. I think the battle will likely come down to, if there is a running back cut from this group, it's probably going to come down to Brandon Bolden and LeGarrette Blount. I still think that's the case. Brandon Bolden, if he's trying to add to the resume, trying to make his case, didn't help tonight with the fumble. So who do you score in favor of tonight? I think you got to go with Blount. He didn't do anything impressive himself, but he did take care of the football. He didn't fumble. He did have the 27-yard return on the kickoff. And I guess you give him the win. If you're looking at that as a competition for tonight, who proved themselves more? Tonight, you've got to hand it over to – you got to give it to the guy who is coming here from Tampa Bay, and that's LeGarrette Blount. So that's who I think at this point. I still think he should be the guy over Bolden if there's a decision to be made there. And I just haven't been impressed with Leon Washington, to be honest with you. I just don't think he's shown anything. But I'm guessing put my money where my mouth is, so to speak, if I were a betting man, I would say that Leon Washington ends up on this team. That's what I think. But I just don't think he's shown his capability, or maybe he doesn't have that capability anymore as he gets a little bit older. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number. 855-PATS-500, open lines for you. You want to jump on board. Give us your thoughts on this game tonight. Patriots lose 40-9, the final score. 855-728-7500, webradio@patriots.com. That's the email address. And if you want to send in your tweet as well. Mark_Bertrand. That's the Twitter handle you want to be sending your tweets to. Do not send me your outrage about Ben Affleck being in the Batman movie. Please do not do that. As I am watching this game tonight, I am watching the Twitter feeds, I am watching the sports writers covering this. It seems like the world came to a stop momentarily for everyone wanting to talk about Batman. So don't send me that. Just send me your thoughts on tonight's game, on the Patriots' loss in Detroit. Let's go to the phones. 855-PATS-500, the phone number. Chester in Oregon is checking in tonight. Hi, Chester.
Hey, Mark. How you doing, buddy?
Doing well, thanks.
You know, unfortunately, got stuck working. I'm in the hospitality business, so I only saw this game from afar. But I got to tell you, you know, part of me is really happy we got blown out tonight. And you know, to me, it seemed like a really big lack of execution. I haven't caught your comments, so bear with me if I'm regurgitating. But, you know, what this tells me now is we're going to have some things to really work on in practice. Not that we haven't before, but, you know, I feel like things have been a little too rosy on you know, really every facet in the game, up or down. But, you know, really what comes down to me is I want these guys to practice hard this week. You know, I hope that a lot of our starters, you know, just see minimal action next week. But, you know, I really think that this is going to be a nice little kick in the behind going into the regular season. And that's really my takeaway. Really happy to see Tompkins come back in form tonight. But, you know, at the end of the day, as a fan, I'm happy we got whooped, and I'm going to leave it with that, and we'll see what happens next week. But, you know, I want Belichick to really get after it in practice this week, and that's my takeaway.
Chester, I agree with you, man. I agree with you. Thanks for the call. Appreciate you checking
take it
in.
Easy.
All right, take care. Chester, I'm with you. I think that's what's going to happen. I think that's what should happen. And maybe this does serve as a wake-up call for this team. Things seemed a little bit too easy in those first two preseason games, especially on offense. It seemed like they could run the ball at will. They could execute in the passing game at will. Tom Brady only had two incomplete passes. Well, that all got thrown out the window tonight. This is now stiff competition they face tonight, a tough physical team in the Lions. And I know it's only the preseason game. I know this is exhibition. But tonight should serve as a wake-up call to maybe some of the younger guys, too. Hey, it's not that easy to always execute and play well, and I think Coach Bill Belichick is going to remind his players of that. The telephone number for you, 855-PATS-500, if you want to check in and give us your thoughts. I mentioned Kembrell Tompkins being one of the real positives on the team tonight. And really, offensively, the one bright spot was Kembrell Tompkins. 8 catches, 116 yards on the night, including a long of 37 yards. Kembrell Tompkins had a drop early and completely rebounded. A young player had a rough go or rough play early on and completely remained focused and completely turned it around in this game. And I thought that was a positive sign and a great performance overall, putting up those numbers in this game. Here's Kembrell Tompkins after the loss in the locker room in Detroit.
I don't want to talk about individual performance right now. It was a disappointing loss for the team.
And from that team standpoint, 4 turnovers in that first half, obviously that's part of what they wanted to do. But what was it about the inability to get much of a rhythm and make some mistakes?
That was a team performance. We can't point the fingers at one person or anything like that. We just got to watch the film and correct the mistakes that we made.
And how important is it at this point for you, a lot of the other rookies that the team is relying on, to, you know, listen to what the captains have to say, what the coaches have to say in terms of moving forward?
The veterans of the team, that's who we listen to. But what they say goes for the rookies and everything like that. So whatever they tell us to do for us, correcting the mistakes that we made, that's the only thing we could do is correct it. That's what the preseason for. I mean, you know, everything not going to go our way, anything like that. We just got to get back to the drawing board and correct the mistakes. That's pretty much all we can do.
How did you feel personally tonight?
I'm sorry?
How did you feel personally tonight, what you were
doing? It's not about me. At the end of the day, it's about this team. And like I said, this one loss for the team. At the end of the day, it's not about me. Just correcting the mistakes is a positive thing. You know, we probably needed this as a team. So we just correct the mistakes, get back to the drawing board, and correct the mistakes, and hopefully we can move forward.
Kembrell Tompkins after the loss tonight in Detroit. Kembrell Tompkins didn't want to talk too much about the individual performances. I think he was probably, I don't know, maybe just making sure that it's about the team still. I'd say that's maybe another positive sign for the guy. Didn't want to talk about his night. Didn't want to brag about his good performance. A loss is a loss. Keeping things in perspective, Kembrell Tompkins, a positive development, though, on this team tonight, and continues to play well and continues to be the real deal for this Patriots. A pleasant surprise and, I guess, rise for Kembrell Tompkins in this preseason as he continues to produce for this offense, and he produced tonight. 855-PATS-500 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. That's how you reach this program, and that's how Frank in New Jersey gets at us tonight. Hi, Frank.
How's it going?
Hey, Frank, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. What do you got?
My biggest thing tonight, I think, was the fact that, you know, as a huge Patriots fan, I don't mind, you know, if a team is really better than us, then that's how it is. But we essentially beat ourselves tonight with losing the ball. We did not take care of it.
Yeah,
Go
ahead. No, I was just going to say that Bill Belichick and Tom Brady basically commenting that when you turn the ball over 4 times in the first quarter, there's just very limited opportunity for you to turn that around and win the game.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, Kembrell Tompkins being the biggest positive of the night, I really only saw the first half when the starters were in. I was pretty surprised to see Brady, you know, really staying in the first half, but I'm glad he got a lot of work in with them. But I feel like, you know, they're not going to get anywhere if they keep, you know, you turn the ball over, there's going to be no progress made. And, you know, how much it goes into practicing, it's the biggest thing was taking care of the ball. That's.
Yep, and they couldn't do it tonight. Anything else, Frank?
No, that's it. Just wanted to call and put my 2 cents and I'm glad that I got through.
All right. Thanks for the call, Frank. I appreciate it. Let's go to AJ in Utah this evening. Hi, AJ.
Hey, thanks for taking my phone call. Appreciate it.
No problem. What do you got?
Hey, you know, it's the same thing I've been worried about for the last 3 or 4 years, and it's the physicality up front. With Detroit, obviously, you have Sue, you have Farley. They're just so physical, and I felt like for the last 3 or 4 years that our offensive line cannot handle a physical defensive line. And if we ever have to face one, it's this kind of result, just a beat down for Brady, no running game, maybe except for Blount. I mean, but that's about it. It's really frustrating to see good physical teams beat us up like that.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, AJ, I thought tonight was a step back for them, and I think that's the frustrating part. AJ, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. It's frustrating to go from the way in which they were able to run the ball in week one of the preseason against Philadelphia, where they just ran at will. They ran on when the Eagles knew it was coming. They could run right at them. They ran at every single down on their first drive. Tom Brady did not even attempt to pass on the first drive of the first preseason game. And you thought there was great, tremendous push from the offensive line in that game, which there was. Game number two, not as much, but still good enough. And then tonight you take a real step back because it is a physical line in which they could stuff the run, they could create pressure, and it's a huge step back, and you start to wonder, is that because they had a bad night? And I think that's definitely part of it. I don't think this unit is going to play like that. I don't think tonight's performance is representative of what they'll be over the course of the season. But is it because of the competition and playing a better team up front, or is it just simply more the bad night aspect of it? Which one is it for, you know, more? That's kind of the question I have. Brian is in Brighton tonight. He's up next here on the Patriots.com postgame show with Mark Bertrand. Hi, Brian.
Hey, I apologize, Bertrand. What is your nickname? Is it Beagle?
It's Beetle.
Beetle, like the bug.
Like the bug, but it has no real meaning related to a bug, but yeah.
No. Yeah, I mean, just to clarify.
Yeah.
I don't think of you as a bug.
What do you got, Brian? What'd you think of tonight's loss?
Oh, I mean, it's preseason, whatever. I mean, when you fumble, I mean, you could say preseason or regular season. It doesn't matter. I mean, you fumble the ball 3 times in the first quarter, throw a pick in the first half. Of course it was a beatdown. I will say a bonus is no major injury.
That was definitely on the good list. I put that one on the good list. No major injury.
Oh, you did. Good.
Yeah,
good.
I did. I when I gave the good, the bad, and the injured tonight, I needed to fill a little bit on the good. So the fact that they lost 40-9, is good because that means they're going to have more difficult practices and the coaches are going to really get on these guys. I also put the injured category. I just lumped that in with the good because you only have Brady with that slight cut on the hand, which is no big deal, not a serious injury.
Well, and it is Brady, though.
Yeah, it is. Brady. It is, but he'll be fine. It didn't keep him out of the game. I mean, you know, put a Band-Aid on that. He'll be fine. And then, you know, you got rookie defensive tackle Corey Grissom having an injury, but I don't think he really factored into the Patriots' plans this year. So I think they're fine. They didn't get injured. Another preseason game gone by with no injuries. It's a positive.
Yeah, they just got a beatdown, a good old beatdown. And that's what it was. I mean, Detroit has more to play for in terms of proving they can do something.
Right.
I mean, I guess what I wanted to ask was Sudfeld. What happened with him? Like, so the fumble happened, and I couldn't really tell by watching the game. Was he just taken out?
He was taken out of the game, yes. He was benched.
Just, you know.
Flat out benched. And that was one of the questions I had. Would you bench a rookie? You tell me, Brian, if you're the coach of the Patriots, do you bench a rookie after he makes a rookie mistake and didn't protect the ball in the red zone? I understand it's a negative. You don't want a guy doing that. But what about getting him his reps and continuing to work him into the offense in a game situation? Would you have put him on the bench?
Well, that's a huge hypothetical, right? Because I'll never be the coach of the Patriots.
Right.
So, my opinion, kind of irrelevant, but in a situation like this, I would have thought put him back on the field. Let him, like, earn confidence again in himself and Brady earn confidence in himself. I feel like when you just bench him like that in a situation like this, then, I mean, that's the coach saying, dude, you're pretty much out.
Like, yeah.
That was it.
Yeah, that was it.
You're done.
His night was over, Brian. As I said earlier, with a young guy, with a rookie, I'm going to say, hey, rookie, get back in there and make a play. Make up for the fact that you hurt the team.
I mean, we're not talking regular season here.
That's what I mean. It's an exhibition. Whereas with Shane Vereen, he got benched, too, after his fumble. That I can understand. That's a veteran player.
Yeah,
you know?
He's played for a few years.
Right.
The game played out the way it was. I think Detroit just dominated it. It was frustrating to watch, but it all really does start at the line. I will agree with that previous comment that, I mean, Brady looked rattled, as he should be. But the one comment I wanted to make was on the pick, on Brady's pick.
Yep.
Am I the only one that, like, jumps up from his seat, especially in preseason, and tells Brady not to go for don't worry about tackling the guy?
Yeah, I thought that, too. It's interesting that you bring that up. We haven't talked about that yet. I don't need to see that in the preseason.
I don't care. don't prove you're a tough guy.
Yeah, let him go in for the touchdown. Let him go in for the touchdown, Tom. You don't need to make that tackle.
No one cares. No one cares, especially in preseason, but even during the regular season, I don't want to see you get laid out, Brady. So please, let the guy run by you, and I will have nothing negative to say about that.
Brian, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, take care. The number for you, if you want to get on board, 855-PATS-500. That's the Ace Ticket hotline here on the Patriots.com postgame show. Patriots lose tonight 40-9 in their third preseason game tonight in Detroit. They have one more preseason game to go. It happens next Thursday, a week from tonight, right here at Gillette Stadium. They take on the New York Giants, an annual game between the Patriots and the Giants. It happens next week, Thursday night, back home, preseason game number 4. Patriots will close out that preseason. Call us on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398 or 855-PATS-500. That's 855-728-7500. You want to send an email, you can do that as well. webradio@patriots.com. I have some emails. Some of you have been reaching out. Let's go to this one as I look at the email inbox here. We'll go to Pete, who emails in from Augusta, Maine. Says, hey, Mark, good defense first half. Bend but don't break. LOL. He's laughing out loud at that. You know what? I don't know that it's a laughing matter, Paul. I thought that was good. And I think you agree. That first half defense, as I was talking about, the starters on the field, the first unit when it came to the Patriots defense, well, the Lions went 2 of 9 on third down when those starters were out there on the field. Positive development, situational, where they can get off the field. They were able to stop drives and... that's something that hasn't always been consistent in recent years. Positive development. Pete continues. Tompkins, bright spot. Washington gone. He says, Leon Washington, see you later. Blount stays, brings back flashes of Corey Dillon. Bolden gone. So wait a minute, he's getting rid of both Washington and Bolden.
I do not care about the numbers.
I don't know about both of those guys being gone. One of them I think will be gone. Which one? Probably Bolden. Bill will have fun with the game film. And that's, you know, always, he might choose to keep 5 running backs on this team. That could be the case. You want to send in an email, do that, webradio@patriots.com. Got a good one here from Paul in Portland, Oregon, listening on patriots.com. Paul says, the biggest positive takeaway from this evening is that Tim Tebow did not play. Can we put that on the good list, Kev? Can we put that on the good list? That's a yes.
We didn't have to watch that smut.
We didn't have to watch that. And let's put it this way. Tonight, Tim Tebow's best game of the preseason.
Would have thrown up my burrito having to watch that.
Yeah, taco salad everywhere, man. That's what I'm going to say. Listen, he played his best game of the preseason tonight. His best one yet. He had the same quarterback rating as last week. 0.0. I'm on fire tonight. Really am. 855-PATS-500 is that phone number. Paul in Florida is up next on the Patriots.com postgame show. Hi, Paul.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
I was chuckling exhaustively about the Tebow comments because that wasn't part of my call, but I did enjoy it.
Well, you're welcome for that.
My first take about the whole evening was my extreme disappointment in the offensive line. I thought Brady was pressured way too much. I thought they got manhandled. Ballmer especially showed that he essentially was just, was he giving up or was he just getting manhandled?
You know, I think he was getting manhandled. Is that what you're saying he was?
Well, it looked like he was.
Yeah, I mean, it appeared that way. I think he had a really bad night. But I think he's a better player than what he showed in tonight's game. And I think
that's my point. I mean, I've followed these guys for, my goodness, since I was 13. I'm a 46-year-old man, and I couldn't believe how badly he was getting manhandled. Secondly, Belichick is going to have a heyday with the ball handling
yep.
this week of everybody. I mean, if Wes Welker wanted to cry to Sports Illustrated about getting bitched at from Bill Belichick, Brady hasn't got a prayer this week, as well as Bolden.
Did you think Brady didn't play well tonight?
No, actually, Brady had, if you look at the stats, he had pretty good stats versus the interception, which that was just an ill-advised pass. There was too much commotion going on there, but against, you know, the Lions, he did okay as far as numbers. But he threw an interception.
Yeah, I don't think it was a great decision. I don't think it was a great decision. I thought the blame was equally on him as it was on Dobson as well. I don't think Dobson went all out on that play himself, and I think Dobson needs to be a little bit more of a physical presence out there. But I would agree, it wasn't a great decision on his part.
No, I think it was. There was just too much of a crowd. I would not expect a rookie to take over three defenders from an aggressive Detroit Lions, which everybody can anticipate would be an aggressive defense. And they showed it all night.
They showed
their true colors again, especially with the finger waggling in the end zone from Young, which was ridiculous. Even the announcers that I saw on the podcast were going, "Are you kidding me? You're doing this to a Hall of Famer?"
The taunting from that guy, I didn't really think was necessary, to be honest with you.
Of course it wasn't necessary.
Yeah, those types of things usually come back to haunt guys later on. But the Patriots, obviously tonight, didn't have that opportunity, and they don't have that opportunity coming up this year. So
yeah, that's unfortunate.
It's unfortunate.
On the schedule. I wish they would.
They're not on the schedule.
It's unfortunate to the fact that even the head coach for the Lions looked at him like, "What are you doing?"
Yeah, not necessary. Paul, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
Hey, you have a good night, buddy.
All right, take care. 855-PATS-500, that's the phone number if you want to get on board as well on the Ace Ticket Hotline. 855-PATS-500, toll-free number. Webradio at Patriots.com is the email. Send me a tweet, Mark_Bertrand on Twitter. Send those in. We're going to continue talking about this game, continue to get your reaction, your thoughts on this third exhibition of the preseason for the Patriots tonight against the Lions. They fall. Talking about the good, the bad, and the ugly. Also, coming up next, you don't want to miss this, both Tom Brady tonight after the loss, what he had to say about the game, but also Tom Brady from earlier today. Thursday morning, he was at the University of Michigan talking to the University of Michigan football team. We're going to hear that speech that he gave in front of that team. It was a stirring speech. It was definitely something you want to hear if you have not heard it. And we're going to bring you that coming up next as well on the Patriots.com postgame show.
The Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand. The word off-season doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets. With free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether the sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS.
With power comes responsibility. And NRG has taken that responsibility to new heights by evolving the way sustainable energy is discussed and used in the 21st century. With 3,000 state-of-the-art solar panels installed at Patriot Place, we've transformed the open-air retail complex next to Gillette Stadium into a visually stunning, self-sustaining destination that generates 60% of its own power. NRG is proud to be the official energy provider for Patriot Place, Gillette Stadium, and the New England Revolution.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochet. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at patriotsproshop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
Welcome back to the Patriots Postgame Show with Mark Bertrand. Have an opinion on today's game? Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com.
Welcome back to the Patriots Postgame Show on patriots.com. I'm Mark Bertrand. talking about tonight's loss for the Patriots in their third preseason game. The perfect preseason is out the window. I gave you the good, the bad, and the injured earlier in the show. The bad being the Patriots offense on the whole. Kenbrell Tompkins on the good list tonight for this game. What did I just say? I was going to give you the good, and then I gave you the bad. The good was Kenbrell Tompkins on the offensive side of things. I thought that was a major positive. I thought the defensive line was good in this game tonight. I think they're going to be able to provide some pressure this season. I like what I'm seeing from Tommy Kelly. Like what I saw overall from that unit. And Chandler Jones, I think, is going to be a beast in year number two. I've said this. I believe in that. I think you are going to see some real progression and development with Chandler Jones in year number two. I think he's going to make a step. He's going to continue to get better. And I think, you know, you're seeing that in the preseason. He's been pretty consistent. So the good, the defense up front, Kenbrell Tompkins on the offensive side of the ball, the bad, the Patriots offense on the whole. And I mentioned this, Tom Brady, 10 series in the game. In the 10 drives, Patriots produced more turnovers than points. 4 turnovers, 3 points. You had Zach Sudfeld fumbling, Brandon Bolden fumbling, Shane Vereen fumbling. You had a thrown pass into traffic from Tom Brady that was picked off. It was just a tough night. Offensive line, bad night for the Patriots offensive line. Couldn't produce much in the run game. Couldn't protect all that great in the pass game. I thought the offense looked poor tonight. The injured tonight, they got off okay. They put that into the good category. Brady with that cut on his hand. Corey Grissom getting hurt. And that's where we're at right now as we continue to take your calls at 855-PATS-500, 855-728-7500. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline. I'm coming to you live tonight after this game from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium in Foxborough. Pats will return here to Foxborough for their final preseason game next Thursday, which will happen against the Giants. Tom Brady tonight, 16 of 24, 185 yards passing, and he also had that pick that I just mentioned. No touchdowns for Tom, just a field goal while he was in the game tonight, and this is what he said about his team and his performance after the game.
Back to you.
Lauren, thanks very much. We're going to go back to Detroit for a second. Listen to Tom Brady talk about what happened tonight's game. It was ugly.
You know, you're not going to score points in the NFL if you don't string together a bunch of good plays. And we'd make one or two, but then we'd shoot ourselves in the foot. So we got to figure out how to correct that in a couple weeks or else, you know, it's the same result. So
can you talk about shooting yourself in the foot, how much of a part of that Lions, especially defensive front, was part of the turnovers and what they did to you?
They have a good team. They have a great front. I mean, they got some guys that can really rush the quarterback and put a lot of pressure on the ball. So, you know, they're a good football team. And if you don't play well against a good football team, is you know, you get results like we got tonight.
It seems like the defensive line over the last really, you know, did some things to give you guys maybe uncomfortable. Is it something you haven't really seen so far in this preseason?
I think they just have some really good players, and you know, you're not going to have time to sit back there and survey the field the whole time. I mean, they got guys that can rush the quarterback that are disruptive, and in a run game, in the pass game, and they got a pretty tough scheme. So it's never been easy against the Lions, and we played them a bunch over the years, and they're always very challenging, and they'll have a very good team this year.
How do you keep your guys up when they're dropping balls on you? When you're putting the ball right in their hands, or you know, a guy like Sudfeld, who's had a really good preseason, and he fumbles tonight. Yeah. And that sort of was, you know, that set the tone for the night off, I guess.
Well, I think, you know, there's certain big plays in every game, and you know, we all have to realize that it could happen at any time, and especially when you play a good team on the road, and when they get the momentum, they're tough to stop. And, you know, we just got to play better football. I mean, we had a couple good weeks against Tampa and Philly, good practices, and then you have a week like this where you figure out, look, we're not anywhere where we need to be. And if we're going to, you know, kick off in 2 weeks, you know, we got to play a hell of a lot better than we played tonight. And that's a good lesson for all of us. I don't care who you are. I mean, this is it's the NFL, and it's a very humbling game. And if you don't bring it every single night, every week, you get your butt kicked because there's great players on the other team. So, you know, we've got to do a lot better in at all positions. And, you know, that's, I'm sure, going to be a point of emphasis for us.
Can you take a positive from the
Yeah, he's, you know, he's always, since he got here, he's been so willing and eager to do whatever it takes and whatever the team asks of him, and made a lot of good plays down the field. We really needed that. You know, he's done a great job. So, you know, all those guys are really working hard. I mean, it's not going to be perfect. I mean, it's not perfect with guys that you played with for a long time. It's just there's a learning curve that we're going to have to go through. Yeah, we had a slant route, and you know, I threw it, and you know, corner made a good play. So, you know, gotta learn from that one.
It's just a little bit away from the game with your own line. How satisfying was it to go for the first time with Hope and those kids and that experience?
Yeah, it was a great experience. It was a great experience for me, and I hope those guys enjoyed it too. I wish we would have played better tonight. That would have really made the trip great.
With the younger players, Brandon, staff making mistakes. I think more of an expectation. That's all right. Really, they never really say that's all right. Never really all right.
Yeah, not against good teams, and you know when you lose a turnover battle 4-0 or something, you have like 2% chance of winning a game. I mean, it's like, it's impossible. So we always talk about turnovers and protecting the ball, and you know, we had a couple games there where we did a pretty good job protecting it, and then you have a game like this where we don't, and these are the ones you lose. So, you know, we've always been a team that does take care of the ball, good, always good in a turnover ratio, and we've got to be that way this year, or else, if, you know, this is the result. And I think this is a big point emphasis for our team that, you know, you can never – it's just you're always on high alert. You know, you start giving the ball up. And our defense did a great job keeping them out of the end zone. They were so competitive in the first half. But, you know, offensively, we got to, in order to score points, we're going to have to, you know, string a bunch of good plays together, and we're going to have to play a lot better than we played tonight.
You mentioned earlier how Bill had brought up the third preseason game 2 years ago up to you guys several times. Is it worse that you sort of repeated that this time after everything he said to you?
Yeah. Yeah, I think you know, he's the best coach for a reason. I mean, I think he's been coaching for a long time. He sees things coming. You know, he almost foreshadowing and you know, telling us, look, this is what we're getting ourselves into. They got beat by Cleveland pretty bad last week. You know, we're going to come in here and we're going to get their best, and we did. And you know, we weren't prepared for it, and it's a good lesson for us. I hope we learn from it. I mean, these games are tough. I mean, it's hard to win, and it's hard to win when you don't play well. And we're not going to win if we don't play well. So we got to figure out a way to learn from this and play a lot better than we played tonight.
Now,
Brian,
maybe back to Michigan again. Can you talk about your relationship with Brady, and do you have a close relationship with him from your days there?
Yeah, I was there his first year as well, so we've always had a great relationship, and I've always followed him. So, you know, I'm always cheering for the Wolverines. It's nice being back in the state. I have never had an opportunity to go back to see the school. So, you know, the fall is always a pretty busy time. I'm happy it worked out. But, like I said, I wish we would have played a little better to cap off the day.
Is it true that being a team captain, your fourth or fifth year, is more satisfying than winning Super Bowls?
What I said was very private to, you know, those players. So, I've had a lot of great achievements, both collegially and professionally, and I'm very blessed. And I've had a lot of great things like that. Being a captain here is really a satisfying thing for me. Thank you, guys. Safe travels.
Tom Brady talking about saying a few private things to those trash-talking on the field to Tom Brady. Very interesting. Very interesting. Had some private things. He doesn't need to take anything from a rookie. He's not going to sit there and take that from a Detroit Lions rookie. He said a few private things. That's Tom Brady after the win today. He mentioned he had a very successful collegiate career. And we will have the audio coming up of Brady today back at his alma mater, back in Michigan, talking to the football team, talking to the Wolverines. We'll have that for you coming up. You don't want to miss that, I promise. It's very worthy of your listening time. The Ace Ticket hotline for you is 855-PATS-500, and we do have open lines for you if you want to jump on board. No wait, 855-PATS-500. Send us your emails, webradio@patriots.com, and please send me tweets as well, at @Mark_Bertrand, and Mark is with a C. Here's a tweet. I wanted to give you this tweet from Andrew. Did anyone else get frustrated with the Pats offensive play calling? Seemed way too predictable. I didn't see that as being one of the major issues tonight. I thought execution was the major issue tonight. I'm not sure that it was predictable and being predictable that caused the Patriots to be so disrupted on offense. I thought the Lions came out aggressive. They played well on defense. I thought the Patriots failed to execute on a lot of plays, and I think their offensive line was a big part of that, not being able to create things for the offense, give the quarterbacks time, create things and create holes for the running backs. The running game suffered, and I'm not sure it was because of predictability, but it's something to watch. It's something to watch going forward. Paul writes in on email, webradio@patriots.com. Paul says, we have seen two very different Patriots performances. Which one will show up this year? The one who could put together an impressive running game and score points like the first two preseason games, or the one that is riddled with mistakes, misreads, etc.? Seeing the way the Pats perform tonight, and granted there are always off nights, but I have to be honest, tonight makes me feel far less confident in this team. That's Paul from Portland, Oregon. Paul, I think watching tonight's game, it's understandable why you would be less confident in this team, with their inability to deal with the defense of Detroit. Tom Brady being in this game and watching 10 drives with Brady and them turning the ball over four times. They did not protect the football. They were unable to get anything going in the running game, which is a far cry from where they were in the first preseason game. So is it about execution and creating things for yourself, or was it a difference in competition tonight that they went up against? It looked like the Patriots offensive line was not prepared to take on such a physical team like the Detroit Lions. And maybe if we're looking for which team is going to show up in the regular season, maybe it's something in the middle. But I think the running part of it is a huge question going into this year. Will the Patriots be able to run the ball every single week of the regular season? Will they be able to run it will? Will they be able to run it when the other team knows that it's coming? Will those big bruising backs that they have on their roster, like LeGarrette Blount or Brandon Bolden or even Stephen Ridley, who's a bigger back now, he's put on some weight, he's bulked up, he's strong, is he going to be able to create his own hole? Is he going to be able to knock guys down? Are the Patriots going to be improved in that area? Will they be going back to a team that had a guy like Corey Dillon being able to kill time when you've got a lead and wind down that clock in the second half? Do they have that? Tonight, we went in the wrong direction on this front. And again, it is the preseason, so you can't gauge a ton on what you saw tonight. And I think the coaches know that. I think the coaches, Bill Belichick and his staff, probably were not putting a ton into what they saw in preseason games 1 and 2 in terms of what they think their team will be in the regular season. And I'm sure tonight, you know, they take everything with a grain of salt, with it being the preseason. But which team will they be? It's going to be hard to say. And I think the only way we find out is we wait and watch. We'll wait and watch and see what happens. But I'll tell you, I'm not convinced yet that their running game will be improved. I wasn't convinced. I was impressed with what they did early on in the preseason in the running game, but I wasn't convinced that would be the case going forward and into the regular season. And tonight was a setback for sure. Duke writes in on email, webradio@patriots.com. Duke wrote a haiku. I'm not kidding. Haiku. Kev, you're going to love this. Here's the haiku. Didn't see the game. Found out the score way too late. Cry, 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 cry. That's the first paragraph. Looking for answers. Go watch the post pressers. It's Bill Belichick. Down by 31. At least Megatron was in. Wait, he was not. Bleep. I'd add in my bleep there. Can't say that word, but it's one syllable. Wait, he was not. Bleep. There we go. That's the haiku from Duke. Sent that one in tonight after tonight's game. 40, That's great. Duke, send a haiku every week. I want a weekly haiku from Duke on email, webradio@patriots.com. So that's what we've got so far. And also Melvin in Tennessee wanted to check in with, he would not bench anybody. He writes, fumbles should result in two series out, for instance, each time a person fumbles, for anyone in the preseason. And I think it should be equal for rookies or vets. That's Melvin in Tennessee talking about Zach Sudfeld and what you would do with Zach Sudfeld if he fumbled. Would you put him back in the game as a rookie, knowing that rookies do make mistakes from time to time? This particular rookie has looked pretty good, and he looks like he's going to be able to contribute this year. Do you put that guy back into the game and say, you know what, go make a play and prove to your teammates that you can make up for it, and that was a one-time mistake, and continue to get your reps, continue to get worked into the offense, or do you bench him like Bill Belichick did tonight? I wouldn't have benched him. I would have given him some more opportunities. But then you also say, well, you don't want to set that precedent. You don't want to let rookies off easy. You're either going to contribute to this team or you're not, and you're going to be treated the same as every other player. Do you like that hard-line stance that Bill Belichick took tonight with his player? I wouldn't have benched him. That's not the way I would have gone. I don't know what you would have done. 855-PATS-500, the toll-free number, the Ace Ticket Hotline, here on the Patriots post-game show on Patriots.com. I'm Mark Bertrand. You can tweet me on this program at Mark_Bertrand on Twitter. And email in, webradio@patriots.com, as we take your thoughts on the Patriots' loss tonight in Detroit against the Lions. Ryan Mallett, not someone we've spent a ton of time on tonight as we dissect this game. Ryan Mallett, I thought, looked like the average unimpressed by Ryan Mallett tonight. I thought he just was back to being the same guy that we've seen for most of his time in the preseason games that he's played as a member of the Patriots. Just meh. 11 of 22, 96 yards passing, did have the TD throw with 37 seconds to go, but I didn't think Ryan Mallett was all that impressive tonight. And I'm not sure that preseason game number 3 was when we would be looking for that. I think preseason game number 2 was probably a better indicator. And now I'm curious to see what happens in preseason game number 4. Is it a lot of Ryan Mallett? Is it a lot of Tim Tebow? Is it 50-50? How does that, does Tom Brady maybe play one series after the way the offense played? Does Bill Belichick force starters out there? I don't think that's going to be the case. I don't think it will, but I won't rule it out. How much Tebow? How much Ryan Mallett? What do you do now as you get ready for preseason game number 4? And what does Ryan Mallett need to prove here to you before the end of this preseason? And what do you think about his performance tonight? I thought on the whole, not all that great. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number. 855-PATS-500. After the game, one of the players talking in the locker room after his team's loss, one of the captains on this team, Matthew Slater. Here's what Matthew Slater had to say in the Patriots locker room.
You know, it's obviously very disappointing. As hard as we work to prepare for games and to come out and not perform up to our standard, but, you know, I think there's a lot to be learned from this. We can go back and look at the film, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of corrections and a lot of things we can improve upon. And it's just key that we don't, you know, go in the tank. The season's young. It's still the preseason, and that doesn't take away from this game and what happened out there, but, you know, we got to learn from it and hopefully get better.
Do you remember back to 2 years ago when it was the same week of the preseason, a similar performance, and you guys obviously rebounded pretty well once the regular season began. Can you draw anything from that experience?
You know, not a whole lot, because this is a different team. There are a lot of new young players that weren't there that season. So this is a different team, a different season, and we have to find our own identity, and we have to go back and fix our mistakes as a team. So,
from an offensive standpoint, you guys started he's out there in the skill positions. What did you see from some of them just as a veteran sort of at that position?
You know, look, those guys are going out there, and these guys, ever since they got here, have bought into what we're trying to do and have worked hard and tried to do things the right way. But the nature of the game is things aren't always going to go as you plan for them to go, and that's the nature of football. And things get tough out there sometimes, and you don't have success the way you'd like to, but you have to bounce back from it. So hopefully we'll be able to do that. And look, these young guys have come in and done a good job. They've been humble. They've been very hungry. They've worked very hard, and I'm sure they'll continue to do that.
Matthew Slater after the Patriots lost tonight in Detroit. The phone number if you want to jump on board, 855-PATS-500. 855-PATS-500. And don't forget, we have that Brady audio that is coming your way of what he said earlier today, Thursday morning, when he went to Ann Arbor and talked to the Michigan football team. We're going to have that coming up for you on the Patriots postgame show. There was a small snippet of that played in the course of the game broadcast tonight. We've got the expanded version of that and all the things that Tom Brady said to that team, which is excellent, excellent stuff from Tom Brady, and we wanted to bring that your way. Again, on the good side of things tonight, some of the good things. One, the way in which I expect this team will not get worked over by their coaches after losing in the fashion that they did. I would put that in the positive side. I would put Kenbrell Tompkins on the positive side of things for the Pats tonight. Put up great numbers. He continues to show that he is ready to play on this team, in my opinion. It's only 3 preseason games. It's not regular season action yet. But Kenbrell Tompkins can play and looks like he belongs on the field playing with this team. Doesn't mean he's going to put up these type of numbers in the regular season, but he looks like he belongs. And he gets it. He gets this offense, which has been a concern for new receivers getting worked in. Tonight, the Patriots didn't have Danny Amendola. And Kenbrell Tompkins, you know, got an opportunity to get some more catches. Julian Edelman, unable to really fill in that role the way we thought he might tonight. It wasn't a ton of Julian Edelman. Kenbrell Tompkins was the guy leading the way with the receivers. So he's a positive on the offensive side. Defensive side, I thought there were some positives there. I think the guys up front are doing a good job. I mentioned Tommy Kelly, also Chandler Jones, Rob Ninkovich. Had a really good night. If you watched early on, Rob Ninkovich was all over the field, making an impact. He had 6 tackles tonight in this game, and he was noticeable. He caught your eye. Also had a half a sack, Rob Ninkovich, in this game. That's a player that I think is getting better, to be honest with you. I think that's a player who's developing and is really going to add even more than you've seen him add in recent years on this team. Rob Ninkovich is a guy last year that seemed to always come up at the right time with a big play for the Patriots defense. And early on, he was aggressive. He was all over the field, and I thought he was a positive tonight for the Patriots. Negatives, we have a whole long list of them, whether it be the Patriots' inability to run the football, the offensive line not getting that push, the offensive line not doing a great job of preventing pressure. The running game suffered big time tonight. As I mentioned, some of those lines earlier, if you look at the score of this game, the box score, that is, and you look at some of the rushing attempts here for these guys that are on this roster, LeGarrette Blount had the most with 10 attempts. The next was Stephen Ridley with 9. 10 attempts for Blount with 26 yards rushing and a long of 19. That means the other 9 carries outside of that 17-yard run. That means 9 yards on 9 carries. Stephen Ridley, 9 carries tonight, 6 yards. 6 yards for Ridley, 9 carries. Here's a number for you, too. His longest of the night was 5 yards, which means he had 1 yard rushing on the other 8 attempts. Whew, that's not good. It's not good. They could not run the football tonight with any sort of definitely consistency, but any sort of success. Leon Washington, 2 carries, 13 yards tonight, long of 9. Leon Washington, we talk about him in this group of running backs. Will the Pats carry 5 running backs? Will they have to cut one? Who will that one be? Right now, if I have to cut one, it's going to be Bolden. Brandon Bolden would be my cut. And Leon Washington, being a vet, is probably going to get a little bit of preference. That's just the way I look at it, because if you look at his body of work over his career, you hope that he can bring you some of what he was able to do in the kick return game, which, again, he wasn't out on the field tonight taking kickoff returns. But you hope for some of that. You hope for some of that success. And if not, you know, maybe then you got to move on at some point during the year. Another hot-button guy tonight, Adrian Wilson, who played a lot of downs. A lot of downs for Wilson tonight. He played a lot in this game. I think if you heard the TV broadcast, Matt Chatham was saying, this guy's in the game getting a lot of reps because this team, and Christian Fourier as well on the broadcast, saying they want to see him in a lot of different roles. They want to see how this guy is going to work on this team when they put him in a nickel set, or they put him out there in dime, and they put him out on passing downs, and they see what he can do. How does he perform, you know, in passing situations? How does he look in running situations? How does he look when we put him in there on a 3rd-and-13 play early in the game? Clearly a passing down. What can he do? I would say for the most part, the biggest problem with Adrian Wilson is he's slow. I find that to be the biggest issue with Adrian Wilson, is that he looks at times like he's lost a step. But I think he's the type of guy that can add depth to your team and can add a strong, he's definitely still physical, I think. I mean, he didn't really show it tonight, but I think he can still be pretty physical. And really, he's more of a linebacker now than a safety. Can he still provide that physicality on you know, first down? And you know how much the Patriots like to sub on defense. Can he provide that for them? Can he provide maybe some good veteran leadership in that secondary? Can he just be a presence when he's called upon? And maybe that's not as often as you thought it might be for that player. When you heard the name Adrian Wilson, guys had a terrific career. You think, oh, Adrian Wilson, good signing, going to be able to make an immediate impact. Well, it's not Adrian Wilson of 5 or 6 years ago. It's the Adrian Wilson of 2013. I still think he makes the team. I just think his role is not going to be that great. Good depth guy on the team. That's what I think the case will be for Adrian Wilson. You don't want to go anywhere, because as promised, Tom Brady talking to the Michigan Wolverines earlier today. That is coming up next. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number. 855-PATS-500, the phone number if you want to jump on board. Got about another, I'd say 15 minutes or so to go on this show. Maybe even a little less. So you want to get on board right now at 855-PATS-500 and send us your final thoughts on the game at webradio@patriots.com. And send your tweets in as well. Tom Brady talking to his now not his teammates, but current Michigan players. He was once a Michigan player himself. What did he have to say in Ann Arbor this morning? We'll get to that coming up next.
The Patriots postgame show with Mark the Beetle Bertrand.
The word offseason doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. With power comes responsibility. And NRG has taken that responsibility to new heights by evolving the way sustainable energy is discussed and used in the 21st century. With 3,000 state-of-the-art solar panels installed at Patriot Place, we've transformed the open-air retail complex next to Gillette Stadium into a visually stunning, self-sustaining destination that generates 60% of its own power. NRG is proud to be the official energy provider for Patriot Place, Gillette Stadium, and the New England Revolution.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Have a hot take on today's Patriots game? Hit up Mark on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now, back to the Patriots postgame show live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Here's your host, Mark Bertrand.
Yes, coming to you live from inside Gillette Stadium tonight. Next Thursday night, this building will be hosting its final preseason game of 2013, Patriots and Giants. Hopefully the Patriots look to rebound a little bit with their reserves on the field, as typically is the case in preseason game number 4. We'll talk a little bit more about that coming up next week here on Patriots.com radio. Tom Brady tonight in the game, he was okay. We talked about his one interception on the night. Wasn't the greatest decision to throw it into traffic, but Tom Brady finished the night 16 of 24, 185 yards passing and one pick. That was the line on Brady tonight. And Tom Brady, early in the day, it's late. I'm saying the wrong words at times, Kevin. I apologize. Earlier in the day, early on Thursday morning, he was in Ann Arbor talking to the current members of the Michigan football team. And so he went to his alma mater, talked about a lot of different things, but basically about preparing for football games, preparing for life, preparing for everything, being prepared, learning how to compete. And I'm not going to go too in-depth in terms of what was said, because I'm going to play it for you right here. Brady Hoke, head coach in Michigan, introduced Tom Brady to his players, and Tom Brady gave one hell of a speech. This is what he said.
Tom Brady.
Thank you, guys. What a privilege, I would say, to stand here before you guys. 19 years ago, I sat where you guys sat as a freshman, right? Coming from California. I got recruited to a few different places, and I took my visit here, and I saw the winged helmet. I went to the big house, which looks a hell of a lot different now than when I went there. The steps are still the same. I don't know if you still run those, but that experience and choosing to come to Michigan and being a part of what this school, what this tradition, wearing these helmets, and what this school is all about is why I came here. Every man in this room is counting on you. And every player that's ever worn this helmet is counting on you. Because you guys are the ones that are lucky enough to play for Michigan. And not a lot of other kids around the country can do that. There's probably a lot of other kids that are sitting in meeting rooms across the country playing for some other teams. Not every kid is playing for Michigan. And this place is special to me. It's special to the guys that I played with. It's special to the guys that played before me because we love Michigan. I didn't have an easy experience. I didn't have come in as a top-rated recruit. I didn't come in with the opportunity to play right away. I had to earn it. And you know what the greatest honor I've ever received as a player is? In my fourth year and my fifth year, I was named team captain. That, to this day, is the single greatest achievement I've ever had as a football player. Because the men in this room chose me to lead their team. And these were my best friends. These were the guys that knew that I liked to work, that knew that I loved football, that knew that I loved to play, that knew that I wanted to be the quarterback for Michigan. And all the lessons that I learned here on State Street and in the big house, that's still what I bring to practice today. And after 14 years, I love the game more than I've ever loved it. But where did I learn to love for the game? Where did I learn to practice? Where did I learn to compete? It was sitting in the same chairs that you guys are sitting in today. So it's up to you guys. The seniors, I hear all these great things that you guys are doing. It's your one time to be a senior at Michigan to lead. That is an important thing because every senior that's ever come through this program knows how important your senior year is. So this is your chance. Freshmen, you got a few years. And you guys in between, your role is going to be what you make of it. But this team, this school, this program means so much. And it means so much to me, and it means so much to those who I played with, who still come out of this program teammates. You know why? Because we're Michigan men. That's why. So I wish you guys the best of luck. Those who stay will be champions, right? We touched that. What does that mean to you? It means that you stick around, you fight, you work, you do everything you can every day for each other, and you'll be a champion. That's all I got for you guys.
What a speech. What a speech by Tom Brady. Was there some salty language in there? It sounded like there was some salty language in it. Yeah, a few bad words, but a heck of a speech. You know, it's great to hear Tom Brady when he opens up like that and he's passionate about what he's talking about. That was fantastic. I'm sure many of you saw that or snippets of that tonight on the television broadcast. It was excellent, excellent stuff from Tom Brady earlier at the University of Michigan. I was hoping for maybe a jab at Drew Henson in there, you know, take that Henson, take that Lloyd Carr. Taking some shots at his old teammate and former head coach in Lloyd Carr. Tom Brady said, I didn't have it easy. He had to earn it, and it's true. I don't know that Tom Brady would be the quarterback he is now in the NFL if it wasn't for him being forced to earn it in college. And Lloyd Carr did that for him, so maybe we should all be thanking Lloyd Carr for making Tom Brady the quarterback that he is today in the NFL, a guy who learned how to compete and learned how to earn the respect of his teammates while a member of the University of Michigan football team. It was good stuff. And I thought we should end on a positive note after having watched the Patriots lose tonight 40-9 in Detroit. So we'll end on that positive note. Some good stuff from Tom Brady. There's plenty of stuff to pick through about that game. I'm sure you'll be doing it all week long right here on Patriots.com radio. And I'll be back a week from tonight as we do the Dunkin' Donuts pregame social again next Thursday night at 5:15, getting you ready for preseason game number 4 against the New York Giants. I'm sure we'll have some roster decisions already made by then. Plenty of things to be talking about. That happens next Thursday night, and we'll, of course, be back in the postgame as well. My thanks to Andy Hart and Paul Perillo for joining me on the pregame. My thanks, as always, to our producer, who you've heard from tonight, Kevin Collins, doing a fantastic job. Darren Hartwell in the poll center earlier tonight, we thank him as well. And, of course, the biggest thank you to you for listening this evening after the Patriots fall to the Lions. We'll talk again next Thursday. Don't miss it.
Another scene, another a package like to keep us trapped in greed.
This has been the Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand on Patriots.com radio.
Luck on the play action, it's back to throw, steps up, lets it go, open, and intercepted. Overthrew it to the far side. That's Tlaib at the 45, 40, 35. Back to the left at the 20. He's at the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Aqib Tlaib.
For more news, analysis, and reaction from today's game, tune into Patriots.com radio all week long. Next Thursday, the Patriots wrap up the preseason at home against the New York Giants. Be sure to tune into the Patriots postgame show immediately following the game.
Snap to Brady, has time, floats it downfield, open Edelman, he's got it. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Brady to Julian Edelman.
Log on to Patriots.com anytime for the most up-to-date news and information on your favorite teams.